Finding ourselves in mid-November, we are coming to the end of the line, the end of the church year. In fact, at this time of year, we're reminded of the end of time. And that coincides quite well in this part of the world, outside in nature. We see more dark. We know the cold and even dead things. Dead trees. And while we can see that outside in nature, we have to remember too that we're part of nature. The same thing happens to us, that we ourselves are part of an end of the line chain. And there's no starker reminder of this in this month than what the church gives us in this book of the dead. Right up there, you'll find hundreds of names, 42 of whom died this past year from our own parish, and some of whom sat where you're sitting even just 2 months ago. Yes, November is this time in which we remember. And as sobering as that is to think of, that thought of our mortality can actually shed light on our living. That thought of what is to come can shape our response for what now is. And we see several responses to mortality in the readings today. In that gospel, it was the Sadducees. These are a religious group of people in Jesus' day. They don't believe in the resurrection. And they're asking these questions about marriage. It might seem silly to us, but there was precedent. There was a Levitical law in the book of Deuteronomy that said if someone were to die without leaving their family name, then the brother would have to marry that woman so as to continue the name. As you might imagine, that could get quite messy. That could get quite disappointing. So selfish and scandalous, really. And yet, this was the reality, all in order to continue a family name. We're reminded, of course, there's something greater than a name that can continue. Names are forgotten, even of the dead. And we'll do our best to remember, but in the end, they pass away. There is something that does not pass away, something greater than our name. And we see the response to that in that first reading today. If you want to read something interesting this week, don't read the newspaper. Don't watch the news. Pick up the second book of Maccabees. It's in the Bible, Old Testament. 2 Maccabees 7. And there you'll find this story, part of which was just read in the first reading. It's an incredible story. It's unbelievable. A mother with her 7 sons. They're being forced to profane God to, in the day, of course, eating pork. And one by one, the sons are coaching each other as they go to death. To be faithful, to not be afraid. To endure and to follow what was believed to be a God-given law. And there's the mother coaching her sons on. She's there witnessing not merely death, but she's witnessing to so much more. Even in Old Testament times, a witness to resurrection. My friends, for us, so many years later, in these our times, you and I, who have seen so much more, are called to be witnesses of that more, to call to mind and to be a witness of the person of Jesus, of his word, of what he said, of what he promised, his life, his way, his resurrection. We have all of our brothers and sisters who cheer us on. We have a blessed mother who calls us to be faithful no matter what, who helps us to be a witness of light, to be a witness of what Jesus calls us to witness, heaven, life, eternal. Back in 1975, Paul VI, who's now a saint, he said this: modern men and women listen more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if they do listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. My friends, in a world in which we witness so many sad things, you and I are called to be witnesses of the one enduring thing, eternal life. That a God has stepped into this world and he did something. He died and he rose again and he promised to those who believe in him life. And up and down the centuries, there are heroic men and women who have believed that, and they know it fully in heaven. In addition to the two funerals last week, to tomorrow's funeral that I'll do, I also witness many other things. Widows and widowers who show up here each week without their spouse, but they continue to show up. Young couples, yesterday, two of them, I got to witness their wedding vows. Faithful, fruitful, forever love. Love that's different than just ordinary love. Next week, we'll welcome back Fang Lei, who is our seminarian, who's embracing a life of celibacy. Why? To be a witness that there's something more. There's something greater than a name. There's something greater than us. And that greatness can be known. It's God. And to be a witness of his kingdom in this fallen kingdom, to be a witness of his life in the culture of death, and to be a witness of his faithful love in families that are so unfaithful. My friends, that is our call, and it is our privilege to answer it. This week, let us thank God for the faithfulness that he invites us to. But most of all, let us respond well to this call to be with him now, so as to live forever with him later. And later is not that far away.